Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 98. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 75. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 93. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 86.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University's foundation say that they've narrowly missed another record-breaking year for donations, coming in with total donations for the fiscal year of 2023 at $226.4 million. WIBW reports that according to the KSU Foundation, that $226 million came in with private gifts, near matching the 2022 record for the university of $235 million. Overall, they say their long-term investment pool for the university that's managed by the foundation is nearing $1 billion, coming in right now at $952.3 million. As of June 30th. In a statement from Greg Williams, the president and CEO of the KSU Foundation, they say, quote, the stellar performance of foundation staff combined with generosity of our alumni and friends is having a tremendous impact on K-State through significant new gifts for facilities, faculty endowments, and scholarships. They say one of the big projects that they were proud of this year included a $75 million being raised in record time to compete for the Ag Innovation Initiative at the university.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say Rusty Eck Ford. Hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rusty Eck Ford. Yeah, you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty Eck Ford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23T466, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Best trade, 95 renewal auto. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit, expires 9/4/23.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority has announced that they are asking for drivers' input who may use the turnpike on a regular basis for their feedback in their annual customer satisfaction survey. Ag News reports that the Kansas Turnpike Authority is asking anyone who uses the turnpike to make their voice heard, as they say they set that as the guideline for their future projects that include things like electric vehicle charging stations, cashless tolling, and bridge clearance. In a statement from Steve Hewitt, the KTA's CEO, he said, quote, KTA has a legacy of prioritizing customer experience, and we're committed to continue that. The feedback collected in our annual survey helps provide direction to future projects. That's why we encourage all travelers to participate in the survey. According to the KTA, the survey is open now until September 30th. And to participate, you can go to the KTA's website. And they say that everyone who participates will be entered into a drawing for one of six different $50 Amazon gift card winnings. The KTA does say that they are planning major projects in the near future for the highways to make it more efficient for drivers. At American Network News.
Session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The organization known as Support Our Schools has officially submitted petitions to the Secretary of State's office in favor of putting Nebraska's school choice issue on the state ballot for the next election. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that overall they submitted more than 117,000 petitions that were signed by registered Nebraska voters, well above the initial goal of 90,000 signatures. The goal, they say, is to try to oppose tax credits going into private schools across the state, saying that there are new lacks of transparency and and accountability for private schools and say public schools must accept all students while private schools are allowed to pick and choose who they admit. Organizers of the group, along with the Nebraska State Education Association, said they should have reached for 200,000 signatures, in which case the law would have been suspended in the state, as opposed to putting it on the ballot for the voters. As they say, they are looking to repeal the voucher program from Legislative Bill 753 that was passed by the legislature. Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Concern expressed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting with a significant increase in trash hauling and disposal rates and changes in how minimum tonnage is determined. Public Works will gather additional information as the board plans for the future. In efforts to increase recycling, Temps Disposal has added a second drop-off container in Marysville on North 20th Street at Hedstrom Hall and now accepts office paper, newspaper, and magazines with additional space for cardboard and other recyclables. The site's open 24/7. The Bednar Bridge in Okito Township was discussed. Public Works will get a concrete plan in place and bring back for approval. County Councilor will review the updated maintenance and construction agreement with Gage County. Marshall County Partnership for Growth, Marysville Chamber and Main Street would like to expand the historical district in Marysville to open opportunities for housing incentives to include grants and historical tax credits. First step is a survey at a cost of $15,000. City has agreed to pay $5,000, and the representatives were asking Marshall County to contribute the additional $10,000. The plan is to apply for grants to upper floor living in the downtown historic district. The board discussed contributing the money, felt it was best made as a decision with all three commissioners present, and will discuss at their next meeting. Emergency management advised, Marshall County has been designated in the state and federal drought designation due to excessive heat and dry weather. Qualifying allows for FSA and ASCS assistance for crop and livestock. Next meeting, Tuesday, September 5th, Marshall County Courthouse closed Monday in observance of Labor Day. Washington County Commissioners approved a financing bid for a new motor grader. Board approved a resolution declaring a road in Hanover Township minimum maintenance. And the sheriff talked to commissioners about a new job description for administrator with different base pays. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session Thursday to discuss effective date of a new health insurance policy for county employees and to discuss hiring of non-elected personnel. Commissioners will not meet Monday, Labor Day, and are moving the meeting to Friday, September 8th. Commissioners will not meet Monday, September 11th due to a scheduling conflict. That next meeting was scheduled Monday, September 18th. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed how the board handles appointments to Planning and Zoning Commission, noting that if a member volunteers to be reappointed for another term, supervisors have made the reappointment, as finding members willing to serve in the past has been difficult. This process can be discussed or changed at any time. Derek Damrow was reappointed to another term on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Engage presented their quarterly report, which highlights their strategic goals of expanding business and industry, building business relationships, and growing a youth engagement and talent advancement initiative. Through business surveys, they found labor attraction is the biggest challenge businesses face as a result of a lack of housing and child care. Work on connecting young professionals, addressing child care issues, and workforce retention are being targeted. October 5th, National Manufacturing Day, will include involving high school students visiting local businesses to learn production processes and other opportunities available. Palmer's annual Labor Day celebration continues Monday with a craft show at the Palmer Firehouse from 8 to 1. Park Your Tractor Show from 9 to 1. Trap Shoot begins at 8:30. Bounce houses operate from 9 till noon with a car show from 9 to 1. They'll have bingo from 10 to 11 at the Palmer Cafe. Kids fishing games begin at 10. Quarter Carnival at Palmer Lumber runs 10:30 till 12:30. Bike races and a water balloon toss at 11. Homemade lunch at the Palmer Cafe. The parade begins Monday at 1:30 as the Palmer Labor Day celebration continues Monday.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Slightly cooler as we head into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Even cooler on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And staying clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny on Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These temperatures will continue as we head into Friday and the weekend. Sunny on Friday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, and partly cloudy Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 62, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Fondly remembered for some and a brutal dose of reality for others. We take a Labor Day look at first jobs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 4th, the 247th day of the year. Radio legend Paul Harvey was born on this day. From the Everybody's Gotta Start Somewhere department, here is a Labor Day look at some famous first jobs. Warren Beatty paid the bills working as an exterminator. Fellow actor Christopher Walken tamed lions at the circus. Before hitting it big, rock musicians needed to hedge their bets. Mick Jagger was an ice cream salesman. Bandmate Keith Richards was a ball boy at a tennis club. And Rod Stewart killed time as a grave digger. Computer tycoon Michael Dell cleaned up a dishwasher for a Chinese restaurant. And before joining the military, General Colin Powell sold baby furniture. Very diplomatically, we imagine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Unload your unwanted or unused items and benefit local residents with disabilities through the Twin Valley Thrift Shops. Have some good used things taking up space? Drop those off anytime at the warehouse in Waterville or Twice But Nice in Beatty. For larger lots of garage sale leftovers, furniture, and the like, call to arrange pickup. Every donation sold benefits Twin Valley Services and their local residents. Learn more online at TwinValleyFriends.com or stop by the warehouse in Waterville, plus used furniture and appliances, or Twice But Nice in Beatty.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Week number one of college football across the nation is officially done, and it was a dominant victory for week number one for the Kansas State Wildcats as they took over Southeast Missouri State.
Howard pulls it out of the belly of Ward. Now he's going to take that deep shot in the end zone. Jaden Jackson, touchdown.
That was the first touchdown of the night for the Wildcats just minutes into the first quarter as they ended up scoring one touchdown in the first quarter, but finishing the game with a shutout 45-0 over Missouri State. Kansas State finished off the game moving a total of 588 total yards for the game with 360 passing yards and 228 rushing yards with 28 first downs throughout the game and only one interception thrown. Kansas State back in action again next weekend on Saturday with a midday kickoff at 11 a.m. against Troy. The Wildcats are starting off the season ranked at number 16 nationwide. Mid-American Network Sports. Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
It was a strong week number one for the Kansas Jayhawks as well, as they were at home in Manhattan taking on Missouri State, winning their first game of the season 48-17. It was a close start with the first half of finishing off with the Jayhawks only 3 points up over the Bears, becoming in strong in the second half of the game, putting 10 points on the board for quarter number three and 21 points in the fourth quarter. Overall, quarterback Jason Bean ended up going 22-28 in passing with a total of 276 yards and two touchdowns. Devin Neal finished off the game with 13 carries at 94 yards under the belt and one touchdown, with Lawrence Arnold putting four receptions on the board with 77 total yards. Jayhawks in total put 521 yards on the board overall with 276 passing yards and 245 rushing yards throughout the game. The Jayhawks now go into week number two of college football with another Friday evening game with kickoff this Friday at 6:30 as they're at home again in Manhattan to take on Illinois. By week three, it's a nighttime game as they head on the road to Nevada. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football action Friday in the North Central Kansas League. Abilene stopped Marysville 28-14. Clay Setter held off Wamego 19-7, and Chapman edged Concordia 14-13. Twin Valley League 11-man action. Centralia edges Valley Heights 18-16. Wamuncie over Troy 46-28. McLeod topped Onega 30-26. TVL 8-man action Friday. Hanover falls to Clifton Clyde, 50-8. Frankfort beat Chase County, 38-20. Axtell beat Care Paravel, 60-44. Washington County over Donovan West, 46-0. Lynn falls to Lakeside, 70-56. And Blue Valley Randolph over St. Paul, 40-30.
Marysville Bulldogs fall to the Abilene Cowboys Friday night, 28-14, in their season opener under second-year head coach Tony Trimble. Bulldogs got on the board first by a 5-yard touchdown run by Will O'Tott in the first quarter, leading 6-6 after the extra point was no good. Dawson Timbrook had a game for the Cowboys at quarterback as he found Brax Fisher for a 21-yard touchdown pass with 8:41 left to play in the second quarter to bring our score tied at sixes. Extra point was good. Abilene leads. Abilene then scored a 5-yard touchdown run with 1:24 left before half. Zach Miller was able to get that touchdown, giving the Cowboys a 6-14 lead at half. Coming out of halftime, Abilene got the ball first, and right away they scored with 8:19 left to play in the third quarter. Timber found Tayson Ferguson for a 5-yard touchdown pass, Cowboys leading 21-6. Moments later, Will Otot answered back with a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A 4-yard touchdown run along with the 2-point conversion pulled it to within a score, 21-14. But 27 seconds later, the 78-yard touchdown run by Zach Miller put the Cowboys up for good, 28-14. Marysville loses in their first contest of the year against Abilene, 28-14, before the Bulldogs go on the road to face Waumego next Friday night. That game can be heard live on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY, this has been Max Blasty.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Enjoy the best flavor by harvesting squash at its peak. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pick zucchini when the fruit is 6 to 8 inches long, not the size of a baseball bat. Harvest scallop squash, like patty pans, when they're 3 to 6 inches in diameter. Summer squash tastes best when small and can be used fresh, fried, or for baking. You can store summer squash in a plastic bag in the vegetable crisper drawer in your refrigerator for several days. Harvest winter squash when the fruit is full-sized and rinds are firm and glossy. The portion touching the ground turns from cream to orange when the fruit is ripe. Use a pruner to harvest the fruit, leaving a 1-inch stem on each fruit. Cure all winter squash, except for acorn, in a warm, humid location. Then move to a cool, dry, well-ventilated area to store for several months. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Landman is the Danish word for farmer, and in the northeast corner of Nebraska, you'll find a place that recently opened with that name. It's a nod to this family's heritage, but it's also a place that has lots of people traveling down some graveled farm roads to reach it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. It's brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They help me see a lot of what I'd overlook. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bryce Anderson's family purchased a farm in the mid-1980s in the hill ground overlooking the Missouri River in northeast Nebraska.
This is a piece of ground that I never wanted to ever farm again. As you get older, you get more conservation-minded, and that was always in the back of my head. This is not a piece of ground that should be farmed, in my opinion.
So the ground was placed in the Conservation Reserve Program. But after over three decades, Bryce's son had an idea. What about creating a golf course in these hills?
If you're going to build something like this, you need to do something unique, something different that will separate you from the competition.
They brought the idea to several golf course design firms and all discouraged them from the project. There was simply too much dirt to move to smooth the terrain to make it walkable. But Kane and Collins saw promise in the project and took it on.
The hills are extreme here, very sharp valleys and high pointed hilltops. So in order to make a walkable golf course, you basically had to fill in some valleys and take down some hills.
What resulted is the Landmand Golf Course. That's Landmand with a D at the end.
That is the Danish word for farmer. And we debated about how to name this course for a short time. And that was my favorite. So that was the one place where my son deferred to my judgment for a change.
The popularity of the place has exploded and gotten plenty of national attention. In fact, most of the year's tee times were taken within the first 24 hours they began taking reservations. We'll share more next time as we travel the countryside. Near Homer, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Once fall rolls around, many people think yard work is done for the year. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fall is actually the best time for lawn care, so it awakens healthy in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every fall, it takes us a long time to get the leaves raked up because some trees drop them earlier than others. Leonard Perry is an extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says unless leaves are finely shredded, it's important to get them off the lawn so they don't mat down and smother the grass. This also allows you to do other lawn maintenance to get it ready for winter. High on your list should be mowing, fertilizing, and watering if the grass is dry.
Mowing is one of the things I see misunderstood or abused in lawns. Like during the season, you want to mow high. And high means about 2 to 3 inches. You want to keep mowing as long as the grass is growing. And the last mowing, when you think it's going to be toward the end, you can mow a bit lower, so down to about 2 inches.
Grass will benefit from watering before winter. Perry suggests soaking it with about an inch per week. Yards often become compacted over the summer, so fall is the time to aerate. This can be as simple as walking around with spikes on your shoes, or you can rent an aerator to loosen up the soil and let it breathe.
Then once you've aerated, that's a good time to overseed over the top and again keep that watered in. If you have bare spots, fall is a great time to do that too, because the weeds have kind of slowed down and kind of shut down for the year. So it's a good time for the grass to get established without that weed pressure that you have in the spring and early summer.
If weeds have taken over, this is a good time for spot control. Weeds prepare for winter by drawing nutrients from leaves into their roots. They'll also draw herbicides into the root system, killing them more effectively. Perry advises doing a soil test and then, if needed, apply a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer to strengthen the lawn for winter. You'll find more tips for fall lawn care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be still, my soul. Stuck in the rut of making the same meals for dinner on weeknights? Tacos have become a weekly staple at our house. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like our weeknight menus need a little shake-up every now and then, it can be helpful to explore some new ways to save a little money. And when you get creative with different ways to cut back on spending, you might find the experience to be fun and challenging because it feels new. If you're looking for some inspiration, well, consider starting an indoor herb garden or perhaps brewing your favorite coffee at home. Or try taking a staycation to save on travel costs or maybe participate in a virtual cooking class rather than going out to eat. Cutting back on spending doesn't have to be miserable. Oftentimes, it just takes a little creativity. Remember, God calls us to be good stewards of our finances, and when we're mindful of our spending, we're able to live more purposeful and meaningful lives.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Don't let a food safety emergency ruin the last big weekend of the summer. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Labor Day weekend is sort of the official close of the summer season. And if you're planning a big cookout today, here are some safety tips. Meredith Carruthers with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Hotline. And yes, there is such a thing. She says there are three common cookout mistakes.
I would say the biggest would be not fully cooking the foods on the grill.
Especially meats, which may contain harmful bacteria. Carruthers also stresses avoiding cross-contamination.
Using the same utensil that you use to put all the raw stuff on the grill to take the cooked stuff off. Imagine you have raw burgers on a plate, bring them out to the grill, and then when you're done cooking them on the grill, you put them right back on the same plate.
And says Carruthers, be conscious of what your hands have touched.
Certain bacteria can live on surfaces for like 72 hours. So think about it. You're making dinner. You've touched chicken, touched your spice containers without washing your hands. And then in the morning, you're cooking eggs and you want to use the same spice in your eggs. Then that gets all touched other places. So yeah, it's just crazy what your hands can move around.
The USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline is live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE or get on the live chat at ask.usda.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, September the 4th, Labor Day. From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it could be a September to remember as U.S. lawmakers face daunting differences over spending decisions needed to keep the government open after the fiscal year ends on the 30th. Hardline Republicans aren't budging. Democrats aren't budging, and a desperate White House is already calling for a temporary spending extension to keep the government operating. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
A continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown. This is something that Congress can do. They can prevent a government shutdown. They need to prevent a government shutdown.
But hardline conservatives want more cuts than those in a June budget deal Speaker McCarthy and President Biden struck, while the White House wants more spending for disasters, immigration, Ukraine, and nutrition. $1.4 billion more for WIC alone.
Without this adjustment, states would be forced to implement waiting lists, causing women and children to go hungry and pushing vulnerable families into poverty.
The USDA spending bill stalled in the House Rules Committee is advertised at more than $25 billion. But to get that figure, Republicans redirected nearly $7.5 billion in unspent Inflation Reduction Act funds. Ag Appropriations Chair and Freedom Caucus member Andy Harris defended his panel's bill.
We simply cannot continue down this path of spending massive amounts of taxpayer dollars without regard to the fiscal future of our nation. This bill takes the same approach American families take every day. They simply have to do more with less under the Biden economy.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell called the appropriations process a pretty big mess, but predicted lawmakers would pass a short-term deal into December. That's a look at your ag news for this Monday, September the 4th, Labor Day. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Tractors that were once new, then old, are new again. Stay tuned to hear about what's hot with collectible tractors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A time when that old tractor needs to go, and there are plenty of people who are willing to give it a new home.
Like many antiques, you'd think the older the tractor is, the more coveted it would be. But that's not the case here. Successful Farming Executive Machinery Editor Dave Mowat says in the 1990s, tractors from the 1920s and 30s were hot. Today, the must-have collectibles are from the late 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
That's because older collectors had the older tractors and they want something new to add to their collection. Also, young men and women that are entering the hobby want to have tractors that they grew up with or their grandfather had on their farm or Uncle Tom that they'd go visit in the summer.
Another hot thing now is muscle tractors, which includes over 100 horsepower tractors from the late 1960s and 70s. Mowat says phenomenal money is being paid for these machines. If the collector in you doesn't want to break the bank, he says the older tractors are your best deals.
Let's just take a John Deere A or a Farmall C or a Minneapolis Moline U. These tractors that used to bring bigger money, now you can buy them at an estate sale, an older collector, restored for less money than likely the collector put into the tractor restoring it.
This is because there is less interest in the older models, and there were far more of them made than tractors from the 1960s and 70s. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about collecting old tractors and other old iron pieces at agriculture.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Here's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday, but let's look back at Friday. Here's Andy Hooser.
But as we wrap up, we saw mostly green numbers in some of the grains, especially in the corn market. They saw some decent numbers at the end. September corn finishing 4.25 higher at 465.25. December corn up 3.5 to 481.5. In the wheat market, mostly lower here. September KC wheat finishing 4 cents on the red to 722.5. December KC wheat down 4.25 at 723.75. Over in the soybean market, we saw some mixed numbers overall. September soybeans finishing 3.5 lower at 1356.5. November beans in a green by 0.25 at 1369.25. Over in the soybean market, September meal is down $4.90 at the wrap to 413.80. October soybean meal in the red by 370 at 401 even. And the December down 440 sitting at 399.60. Soybean oil saw a little bit of green overall with September up $1.03 at 66.65. October bean oil up by 87 cents at 64.80. And the December in the green, 85 cents at 63.33. Cotton market had mostly higher day as well at the wrap, with October cotton up $1.51 to 89.61. December up 2.16 at 89.98. Livestock market, we saw mostly lower numbers on the day after an interesting day in trading. October live cattle down 67 cents at 180.15. We saw the December in the red, 62 cents at 184.17. In the feeder cattle market, September in the red, $1.42 at 251.85, with October down $1.37, finishing at 254.65.
And that's how your Friday ended. Of course, as I said, markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rustyek Ford, yeah,
you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty X Ford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty X Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23T 466, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Plus trade 95 renewer auto. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Volunteer wheat can create many disease issues for producers as it serves as a green bridge. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre reviews the concerns that the unintended wheat creates and what diseases it can carry with it.
As a reminder, we're actually thinking not just about one virus, but a suite of viruses. We have wheat streak mosaic virus. We have triticum mosaic virus, a virus that we call wheat mosaic virus or sometimes high plains disease, and a few others like brome mosaic virus, for example. And they're all vectored by that very tiny wheat curl mite that's almost impossible to see with your eye. But that curl mite survives and feeds on living tissue. It stays alive and reproduces well when we have warm conditions at the end of the season. And when our plants dry down and we harvest, that tiny curl mite is looking for somewhere to go, right? So it's usually looking for ditches and some grasses, but it really likes to survive on volunteer wheat. So if we have wheat that we lost during harvest or due to hail, that wheat can emerge and serve as kind of a bridge until the crop is planted in the fall. And then that curl mite will move to that emerged crop and can infect that emerged crop with wheat streak mosaic. So that's why we're really concerned about the green bridge, right? That period where we have that volunteer out in the field, and we're really concerned about managing that this time of the year.
Mites are one of the concerns with this unwanted wheat, and Onofre shares how they could be managed.
So those mites, they have a really short lifespan. They only survive about 10 days. They go through their whole life and that's it. So really, if you can get that volunteer controlled really within 2 weeks to make sure you're safe of planting, we know that we can kill off that mite population, right? You want to be 2 weeks and you want to have volunteer controlled within a pretty good distance of where you're planting your fall crop.
She says what producers can do if they suspect there's a disease in their field.
This fall timing, if you do see those classic symptoms of wheat streak mosaic or early in the fall, it is good to get a test at that point. That can kind of indicate how severe the yield loss could be that you expect. So if we do have fall infections, typically we do expect larger yield losses. So, you know, you can always send us a sample and get that tested proactively, even through the fall and especially in the spring as we see those symptoms pop up.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with information about volunteer wheat and how it serves as a carrier for diseases and insects from one season to the next. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.